Okay, so we are in the middle of Siman Aleph, Hilchos Puri Rivia, and we got to, I believe, Sif Hei, is that correct? Sif Hei, right? So Mechaber writes in Sif Hei, Kevin Shiesh La'adam Zachar Unikeva Kaim Mitzvahs Puri Rivia. Very important. Nachlokis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Mishnah Mesachas Yivam, mostly Paschim like Beis Hillel, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it's before that. Siman Aleph, the second page. Yeah. Sif Hei. So the pasuk like Beis Hillel, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah peruvu, you have to have one son and one daughter, and one fulfills the mitzvah. Who shelo yehav bein saris o hanikeva ilanus? The child, the son, can't be someone who's incapable of having children, and the girl can be incapable of having children herself, and that's called an ilanus and a saris. And Rashi, around Rashi, but the Rama, unclear if this is Rama or not, but some explanation on the side. Very fascinating. Where does Ilanus come from? Perish Ayal, it's Huzachar, it's a ram, Hatson Kalamar Sheish Laisha Teva Hazachar. That the female has masculine type of attributes, Teva Zachar, Visimanim Heim Shein Lashadayim, Kenashim doesn't have a chest like a woman has, the Kola Ava, very thick voice, Bosa Malkum Ainabole Magufa, Kiesa Nashim, just biologically, physically, she has attributes that of a male, and that usually indicates she's an islandess and can't have children. And for a Swiss, for a boy, would be the opposite, where he has feminine attributes, which would indicate perhaps that he is incapable of having children. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, they have to have the ability to have children as well.
I think there's a Rashi around that from Mammon Exodus that says this.
Oh, this is based on Rashi, yeah?
I think it's almost word for word of Rashi.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay. So let's look on the side for a second here. Look at the Chelkas Mechokek, Siv Katan Vav. He writes, this is halfway down the wide lines. Who shall you have ben Siris Fachule? Near the im ha ben nasa ilunis o ha bas nasas lasiris. Let's say the child, the son and daughter themselves are capable, but they marry someone who is incapable of having children. Oh, shalom nasu klal, they didn't get married, they weren't zoche. Kaim ha'ab pirivya dim lake lokein lisne ribusa. If that's not the case, if they weren't be mekayim the mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch should have said that. That's a great chiddush. They're capable of having children, but they didn't get married. It wasn't mentioned. So as long as they have the potential to have children, that's enough. They don't have to lemaisa have children. Fascinating chelkas machokik. It's a big chiddush. So look at the pischei tshuva now. Sif katan ches. He writes, Siris Ein Berhetav B'Shem Chelkas Mechokek Dim Heim Ruin Laholid. If they're capable of having children, El HaBen Nasailanis V'Hinesui L'Siris Avim Pater Mepirivya. Okay. Ube Chelkas Mechokek Kasavod O Shalom Nasa Klau Berhetav Lo Hitiku V'Koshikenu. Okay, pretty much repeated what we saw in the Chelkas Mechokek. Vain b'sefer b'nei ahuva perek tezvav mehalacha amatzer helchas mei ishes probably halacha aleph shemefak be galze. He's unclear whether this is true. Mehal the kaimlan hayu lo banim umesu. There's a din if a person has children and the children die in his lifetime. The halacha is lo kaim pirivya. He doesn't get the mitzvah. Mishum debeinin lashavas yitzara. He has to. The reason to have children is to procreate, to have more children. So if the person died leaving no children behind him, even though he once did, he's not yote. So if he leaves children who cannot have further children, he shouldn't be yote the mitzvah. If him kain gam elu habanim shelo nasu nashim sofim lamus below zera. The children who didn't marry spouses won't have children, and he's going to die out. Ach baze ef shalomer, but it's possible to say. Dafka mesu bechay ha'av lo kain pirivya. Only if they died during the father's lifetime is there no mitzvah. Ach bebas shenasus l'sris divade lo tolid b'mei kain ha'av pirivya. But then he does get the mitzvah. Why? V'chi tolen shigarsha habal o shemus. It's possible that maybe they could get divorced and marry someone else. If he leaves behind no children, even though they once lived, so he left, there's no potential. His daughter married someone who can't have children. There's a possibility that husband could die, they could get divorced, and that's still an option that he or she can marry someone else who is capable. So long as there's some option to fulfill it, then the mitzvah peruvia is fulfilled. But if there's zero options, he had children and they died, there's nothing left. That's what the Pesach Tshuva suggests.
The cutoff point is the end of the life of a particular individual.
Exactly.
As long as at that point in time there's still potential for a child to have a kid, then
exactly, right. exactly the point. Okay. Let's look now in the Mechaber Sivvav. Shulchan Aruch writes, Nol du lo zachar nekeva, if he has a son and a daughter, umesun, they both die in his lifetime. Vinicho banim, and he leave, they leave over, children, which are his grandchildren. This gets into the sugya, v'nei banim harehem kibanim. Okay, that grandchildren are like children themselves. Hareizekai mitzvahs piririvya. He fulfills the mitzvah. Now, comes in the Chaber and qualifies this. Bamed v'amarmun, when is this true? Kishahayu b'nei habanim, when the grandchildren zachor nekeva. He has to leave a grandson and a granddaughter behind. V'hayu b'am mizachor nekeva. So now, he has to have a son and a daughter. And if they die, he has to at least have a grandson and a granddaughter as well. Now look at the next line. It's a little bit, not so complicated, but the afa pisha zacher ba ben bito vanikeya bas beno. Now the granddaughter could really be his son's daughter. It doesn't have to be son, and daughter. It could be son, daughter, and then daughter, son. So he had to have at least one level of son and daughter, and his grandchildren could have switched also a grandson, granddaughter. He's fulfilled the obligation. So there's a big machlokus, which the Beis Shmuel is going to refer to. It gets very mild in the sugya of b'nei banim harim kibanim. A lot of nafkaminas. How literally do we take b'nei banim harim kibanim? Anybody know any nafkaminas about b'nei banim harim kibanim? Exactly. Kibra v'ein. Right. Very good. Rama writes in Hilchos Kibra v'ein, based on Rashi and Vayetze, that there's a din of kavod dakin, but covered by grandfather. That's one nafkamina. And the yeshomim.
Yes.
Could be, yes. I don't think we extend it, but that would be an avenue to look. I don't think we paskin that it would, but that would be a good place to look. Mekalel and Maka Aviv, does that apply to grandparents? Any Avelus by grandparents? So we paskin that there is no Avelus. There's a two in Yonam. We say maybe one should hold back from shaving the first couple of days, or maybe bathing a little bit, but there's no real din. That's really Mishum covered Av. But there are a few Gemaras that talk about this. Sechus Makos talks about can a grandson be a Gol Hadam against his grandfather? Does that work? He's trying to, the grandfather killed the father. So can the grandson now be his own son, his father's Gol Hadam, but that means he has to kill his grandfather. So again, that's a discussion they talk about. There's a Gemara in Sota, there's a Maisa about this, such a case, where about Eidus, Psul Eidus, they talk about B'nai Banim, Harim Kibanim, how far does it go? It's a big discussion. So that's this whole here, Lacha, Piruvu, the B'nai Banim doesn't qualify. So it says, as long as the grandson and granddaughter is left over, so it's just as if he has actual children. That's what the Mechaber says, simply speaking.
So why does it have to be from a son and a daughter that he has grandchildren? Ah. Why does one child and then...
Exactly. So it seems like if he had two sons, and then let's say he had a granddaughter, that would also be sufficient if it's really B'nai Banim Harim Kibanim. It doesn't really quite sound like that. It's actually taken literally as they're being viewed as his actual children. Something else going on here. What it is, unclear. It sounds like you have to just leave over a son and a daughter. Not that they're yours. Not that a grandchild is his. You have to leave behind as your descendant a son and a daughter, a grandson and a granddaughter, regardless of how they came. But that's supposed to be left over behind.
I'm saying that the kasha should still be a problem. And the fact that he had a grandson and a granddaughter from two sons, or from a son and a daughter, or from just one child, sure, shouldn't make a difference. If at the end of the day he was the, what's the word, the progenitor, progenitor, mm-hmm. Yeah. The word is, of a male and female, you know, descendants who are still alive and dying.
Right. So right. And you're good question. It may have to do with part of the Gzeres HaKasa of the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, argue with, and maybe there's no real svar to it. But it requires further hesber, I'm asking. But look what but there is a machlokas now. So right now what we saw first is the Shulchan Aruch paskin, your son and a daughter, and then you can have a grandson and a granddaughter that are left behind, even though they switch, your yotzei, the mitzvah peruvu. I just finished the Mechaber, then we're going to go to the Beis Shmuel to see the machlokas here. But then he writes, again back to the Mechaber, again, where should we take this? Afal pisha zachar ben bito vanekeva bas beno horel umishmei brana pein bam. Since they come from two children, hayrei kaim mitzvas pir rivia aval im hayulo ben ubas umesu v'nichu echam hem zachar v'nekeva. If only one of them has a son and a daughter, I mean he has grandson, granddaughter only from one side, adayin lo kaim mitzvas, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. Has to be from separate children. Okay, you have to understand what's the svara here. So look at the Beis Shmuel. Maybe you can understand this a little bit, contrasting the different shitas. The Beis Shmuel and Siv Katan test on the previous page, he writes, so this is all the shitas of Rambam, what we read in the Mechaber. Let's skip this whole sheet. He just quotes other opinions who say this. Go now to the top of the Beis Shmuel on the next page where he quotes Aval Tosfos. Up until now, we followed Shitas Rama. Aval Tosfos, Svirle, Shnei Zachar Mahani. Kevin Shabo Mizachar Unikeva. So what he says is that, let's say you have two grandsons left over, as long as one comes from a daughter, one comes from the son, you fulfill your obligation. So again, Tosfos holds you have a son and a daughter. They leave behind a son and a son. The daughter and son die, but the grandfather has two grandsons. Ah, he does have a daughter and a son. Does it make a difference? Because there we're assuming that the grandchildren are stepping into the place of their parents, the mother and father, respectively. But this is another discussion that gets into Yerusha. You guys probably didn't learn Yeshnofon yet. Eighth parak in Babasa. Here's the show, you guys will learn it soon. I don't think it's part. Is it part of the cycle? Maybe it's part of the cycle, Babasa. Must be part of the cycle. The Nation Open.
In like 6 years.
In 6 years, okay. Mirza Shem, guys, just to be learning them. Okay. So, the whole discussion how Yerusha works exactly. So there is a Shitas Balmor in the back of Yeshen Oakland there, right in the beginning, Mamish about Yerusha's HaBen, Yerusha's HaAv. And the son is Yorish the father. So there's a lot of different Kedushim, and with the Balmor writes, it's Ki'ilu HaAv Kayim. When the father dies and leaves over Yerusha to the son, the son carries on his legacy. It's mamish as if the father is still alive. There's a Rashi in Horyos Daf Vav, I think it is, that says the same idea, as if ki'ilu ha'av kaim, as if the father is still alive. So we can understand now, when the son is being yorish, the father, it's as if the father is still alive. And let's just think for a second, even though no one really says this, but maybe regarding Puravu, maybe you could view the son being yorish, his mother, let's say, it's ki'ilu the mother is still alive. And maybe that's Pshat in the Rambam here. As long as there's a father and son, and they die, is if they leave a son behind, that might be Ke'ilu, their parent is alive. Bein Av, Bein Imo. And therefore, it's like he left over a daughter and a son. Perhaps that could be the Chiddush.
Sorry, where was it? There was Rashi in the Balmor in the beginning of
Yishnochlin. Balmor in the beginning of Yishnochlin, and then Rashi in Horyos Daf Vav Amud Aleph says this.
Well, you said explains Pshat and Shitas Tosfos.
This is Shitas, right, exactly. Maybe it's Pshat and Shitas Tosfos. I don't remember seeing anyone who says this idea by a mother, a son being Yerusha the mother, but we could suggest it, and again, Yerusha works differently than Puravu, right. I'm just borrowing that term, but you have, it's a larger discussion. Look at Erevin also, I'm forgetting which daf it's on, about a son also being Yerusha the father's Erevin. So the Balmor borrows a language to Gemara that he's Kara Da'av, he's the leg of the father. Like we have Uber Yerech Imo, Gemara says, the fetus is like the Yerech of the mother. So the Gemara there says, a son is like the Kara Da'av, like the leg of the father. Mamash is part of the father. That's a concept that the Balmor borrows and applies it to Yerusha. To all of our shas, when you're going to see, you guys aren't doing Baba Kama at all, Baba Kama, and the Kola Elyon is doing Baba Kama. Okay, so I'm sure you guys, 3 years also we learned. So by that, so they talk about being Yorish the father's chatos, and let's say the father was anyone doing daf yomi here? Anyways, the father steals, so the parent, the children have to pay the money that the father owed. Do they, are they Yorish that inyan? So this comes up a lot of places. Can the son be somech on his father? Father left over carbon. Can the father be somech? Can the son be somech on the father's bema? Is a din of Maiser Sheni. What's Maiser Sheni? So you take Maiser Sheni, the fruit after you've taken Truma and Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Sheni you go to Yerushalayim to eat it. Now what happens if it's too many fruit to bring to Yerushalayim? What are the options you have?
Pidyon.
You pull to the pot, it says, you pull to the fruit onto this, the money, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, you buy food to eat there. So the halacha is, when you redeem it, you pay a chomesh. Now who pays a chomesh? Only the owner of the fruit pays a chomesh. So the halacha is the son also, if he were to be podev, his father's fruit, he would also pay chomesh. He would arrive at, I think, on Taurus Kohanim, who also has the idea because it's Ki'ilu, the father. So that's the idea. Maybe we could borrow that term and apply it to Puravu as well. Maybe that's Shitas Tosfos. Okay. Now, what's the hezbrah for Shitas Rambam, though? Rambam holds, we leave behind the son and the daughter, you're okay. And if you leave over a granddaughter and a grandson, it's okay as well, but only if you originally had a son and a daughter. Two sons, that doesn't work, the whole changing. So I'm not sure what the pshat in Shitas Rambam is. Must be Hezbrah, I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter now. We're in the Ramah now. See the Ramah? Ramah writes, actually before the Ramah, there's a fascinating Chelkas Mechokek here, and also Beis Shmuel. Look at the Chelkas Mechokek. I don't know if it's in the Beis Shmuel. The Chelkas Mechokek on the right side here. Sifkatan, what is this, Hey? It's a Ches actually, a Ches. You see the top line, it's a Ches. Haya Ben Mamzer, he's actually going in the Ramah. Fine, I'm sorry. One more time, that's the Ramah. Sorry for sending you guys in circles. Rama writes, Hayah ben mamzer ocherish shote katan. A child for that time hamitzvah. So even though a child might be behind mamzer, he may have left it behind the mamzer, which is fascinating. That means there is an isser relationship. There's one of their rayos. Also, to get married, and they leave behind a mamzer, he goes to Peruvu. Now, I don't remember, I would imagine, I believe, the Mishapinach discussed is the concept of hamitzvah babi avera here. Mamash mitzvah babi avera here. So I think that's where it gets into what I read to last time, that a mitzvah babi avera comes when it happens to Idna. When the mitzvah and the avera happen at the same time. So we discussed last week, what's the mitzvah peruvu? Is it a maisa bia? Is that the mitzvah? Or is it having children in the end? So the mitzvah of the avera takes place during the maisa bia, but the mitzvah happens later on when you have children. So he gets involved in this discussion, mitzvah babi aver. Fascinating, Ramah Paskin is based in the Maharil, when he's Makai in the mitzvah, even though he leaves behind the mamzer. The Cherish, I'm not sure what the Chiddush of the Cherish is, I would imagine that would be obvious. But either way, he mentions the Cherish. So look at the Chelkas Mechokim.
Isn't the Shuta not really
Lahuli? Not necessarily. That'd be not able to...
Not Bar Kedushin.
You could have a situation where the shota accepts for each other. You can't have two shotas marry each other. You can't have a case like that.
Well, I guess also if it can be mekayim with a mamzer, right, and that it's not just that the condition didn't work, it's that the kid's mamash or mamzer is also. Certainly it would seem if the child is a shota, the shota could, in theory, as much as you could have a child with a mamzer and be
correct, exactly right. It's a very good point, though, about the shota. If you leave behind the shota can't get married. We don't allow them to get married, so mamzer can get married. Mamzer can marry another mamzer, the shota, but I think you can marry two shotas together. I believe so. Okay. So look at the Chelkas Mechokek now. He writes, I would have read the Beis Shmuel. We like the Beis Shmuel quotes the Chelkas Mechokek, but there's a fascinating parenthetical statement he has that we'll read through in the Chelkas Mechokek. He writes, Hayah ben ha-mamzer v'chule, yesh l'histapik isha sh'nis'abra b'ambat. Based on the Gemara in Chagiga. That if a woman becomes pregnant, if there's a man in the left behind some zera, shifcha zera in the bath, and she goes in afterwards and she gets pregnant from that, im kaim ha'ab peruvu. Fascinating shot. There's no ma'isa beer here at all, but she's able to get pregnant.
And the ma'isa...
Yeah, exactly. This is the source of that discussion. So Lamaisa, this doesn't, the not that it doesn't happen anymore, it can't happen anymore. If the zera is outside of the body and it's not being maintained and preserved anyway, it cannot be collate, it cannot create, conceive anything. So back then, things were different. Whatever changes happened, but this is a very important Lamaisa for in vitro. So is the father going to fulfill the mitzvah approval? And it's his zera. There's no Maisa Bia though. So this is also part of that discussion, what's the mitzvah peruvu? If it's a ma'isa having children, so it's his child and it's genetically his. If it's about a ma'isa bia, so then there's no ma'isa bia. V'im mikri b'no l'chol davar, so that's the shayla. U'b'lakutei ma'aril nimsa sheben sira haya b'no she yirmiya she'rachas ba'ambati ki sira b'gamatra yirmiyahu. Okay, fascinating. Then sira is the same gamatra as yirmiyahu. So based on the Ma'aril, the Alchem Ma'aril, they understood that he was a son of Yirmiyah, but it wasn't from any tashmish that took place. It wasn't a Ma'isa Bia. It was the bath of Yirmiyah. Some of the Zera got in the bath, and he went, and some lady went in afterwards and got pregnant, and Ben Sira was the product of that. Now, just, continuing reading the Chelkas Mechokek here, I am the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, Laharav Isha Loki, the godly individual, Maharam, Kardaviro, Zetal, Bechelech HaTachlis, Perek Yudzayim. And then he writes, I'm not sure why he's bringing this in right now, Bezel Hashem, Sefi Yetzira, Mizman Avram Avinu, Alav HaShalom. Sefi Yetzira, the earliest of the Sifrei Kabbalah, as from the times of Avraham Avinu, that's the Masorah that we have. Nimsa Beinu Masa Kadosha, the Yirmi Alav Hashem Mizman Beis HaRishon. He had access to the Sefer Yetzirah HaYom Misasek Bo. He was using this. The Gemara talk about using Sefer Yetzirah to create cows, and then the Gemara Sanhedrin, you guys probably saw that end of the one of the Prakim.
Eglatosa,
exactly. Erev Shabbos used to make this. You have to be shochet such a cow. So Shasa, where we go now, Moshim to Besefer Hapitachon Shasa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, Alav Hashem Haviu, Avchama Gonzal Besefer Yichud, Vegam Haviu Kadosh Kanezal Besefer Pliya Shemira Hanavi Alav Hashem Hayam Esasek Besefer Yetzira, Beino Levein Atzmo. He used this on his own. And Yatsa Baskol Vamra Kana LeChaver. You found that yourself a chaver. Halach Etzel Sira Bino. Go to Sira, your son. Here's the Baskol that was apparently, after he learned Sefer Yetzirah, he was zocha to hear this heavenly voice, and it let him know that you have a son, Ben Sira. Yirmi had no idea that some woman went afterwards and became pregnant from this. Nesasek b'Sefer Yetzirah shlosh shanim l'kayim akos v'oz nidibru yirashem. It's a fascinating story. Unclear exactly what took place there, but learning Sefer Yetzirah, he was zocha, and Yirmi was zocha to nevuah. He was also zocha to this baskal, which indicated that his son, Ben Sira, became the mother became impregnated from the one who took the bath after Yirmiyahu. Okay, let's go weiter now. Shulchan Aruch says Siv Zayin. Hayula banim b'hiyosu akum. This is a Gemara in Becharos and Gemara in Yevamos as well. The guy, he had children. We know that there's a Tosos talks about many places in Shas that a guy has a certain aspect, not of Puravu, but the Shevus Yitzhari. He has a mitzvah to populate the world. Even though it's not one of the Shemits B'nei Noach, it's still acknowledged by a number of the Shitas Bali Tosfos. So Hayula Banim B'yosu Akim. While he was a goy, he had children. Now V'niskayer Hu V'heim. Now the father, along with all his children, convert. So what's his status now? Hareze Kaim Mitzvazu. He fulfills the mitzvah. Avalim Hayula Banim Kishu Eved. When he was an Eved, he wasn't Jewish. He was keeping mitzvahs as an Eved. We know an Eved Kanani keeps mitzvahs. La la, the pasuk says Gzeir Shava. He keeps mitzvahs. Whatever a woman's chayvin, he's chayvin. So he keeps mitzvahs, but he's not really Jewish. Now it is a machlokas actually. We've shown him whether an Eved is Jewish or not. Maybe partially Jewish. Machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim. He goes to the mikvah. Is that a mikvah of Kedushas Yisrael? It's a mikvah L'shem Avdus. So he keeps mitzvahs. So there's a sheet that's the Gaonim, and Rashi says this in a few places in Shas, that there are no Heg mitzvahs. But other Rishonim hold that they're chayiv mitzvahs. If you hold that there are no Heg mitzvahs, what happens? The Gaonim talk about a case, let's say the Eved runs away. Does he have to keep mitzvahs anymore? He's not in the house of the Beis Rabbo. So the Gaonim say he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. It just he's no Heg because that's the minig of his house. But according to most Rishonim, there's a chayiv. If he runs away, he's a chayiv to keep mitzvahs. He's makabel all mitzvahs to the limit of what women are chayiv. So that's part of a larger discussion. So when he was an Eved, he had children. V'nishtachrin, he somehow became free. The Eved, the Rabbo, freed him. So who v'heim, all of them. V'lo kaim mitzvazu ad sheyolid acher shnishtachrin. He's not makayim the mitzvah. Why? What's the reason why? So I assume they bring down here, but I think the idea is because there's no yichus. There's no yichus to an Eved. No one points this out?
Wouldn't it just be because the children belong to the other?
But once he goes free, they don't belong to him anymore. While they're in this possession...
Certainly
by an Eved Ivri. By an Eved, this is Eved Kanani, though. Eved Ivri is sorry. Right. So, by Eved Kanani,
when you heard it, an Eved Kanani gets shikr, his children go out with him, even if he had the children from your shikr?
No, you have to give them, I believe you have to give them also the get shikr. We're talking about a case where he freed all them. He said, Nishtakar, who behem? He freed both the Eved Kanani, the father, along with the children as well. So, I believe the answer is because there's no yichus when it comes to an Eved. There's no yichus at all. We don't acknowledge it at all. When it comes to Goyim, we acknowledge some level of yichus. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. You guys get there yet? You probably didn't get there yet. I think it's maybe Daf Yud Zayin that talks about... Which one? Yeah, Yush, very good. Daf Yud Zayin? Yeah. In that area after Yudal, after the figures, but... Goy Yorish's Aviv, the Gemara says there. So there's some concept. Machlok is the rice of the Rabbanim, the Rambam. You guys saw this in Shir there already? So there's Machlok is Rambam Miri, whether it's the rice of the Rabbanim, I think. Whether it applies only to the father, maybe other Yorishim as well. So there's some concept of the Yichus when it comes to Goyim. So as long as they all convert, so then you fulfill the mitzvah. So what's the shaila here? Right? Okay. So the sugya here, so what's the discussion? It's a machlokas, how to read this. How to understand machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is a Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam, how to hold this whole sugya here. What's fascinating is, how do you get the mitzvah if there's no Maisa Bia when you were Jewish? As a guy, you had a mitzvah of Yishe L'Sheves, but now you have a mitzvah of Peruvu. So how do I get a mitzvah that took place back then? There's no Maisa Bia, Elamai. What do we see? It seems to be a raya that the mitzvah of Peruvu is having children, not the Maisa Bia, it's the fact that L'Maisa, he has children that are his. And then Mimele, you get the mitzvah of Peruvu. So that's a fascinating thing. Like, automatically, just that his first mitzvah he gets when he becomes right in the mikvah and out, the first mitzvah he gets, he has children. So it's a fascinating thing. Now, it's not so posh that everyone agrees to this. If you look at the Beis Shmuel, he records a machlokas here. It's a little bit complicated. Let's read the Beis Shmuel, then we could stop after this. The Beis Shmuel writes, Sivkat and Yud Beis, Banim Bigyoso. He had Banim when he was a guy. Afa gab de kai malan gershin is gayer kikatan shenolo dami. Ah, don't we say when you convert, it's as if the children are brand new? Mikomakom, kevan dibinachrusa, kfar kaim puruvu. The oz hayazaro yuchas achrav. When he was a guy, the children were following his yuchas. Lachenu pater, his pater. Now you have to understand, is it a patur or is it a kim? A patur means maybe he doesn't have an obligation anymore, but did he necessarily fulfill the mitzvah? That could be a different thing. So, for example, a person has the mitzvah we're going to get to next week, a son and a daughter. He's pater from having peruvu, but they're additional kiyumim. So, you have to understand, this Tosafot means this patur, but maybe he doesn't get the kiyum, he doesn't have to do anymore. So, unclear, to look at Tosafot better.
The wording, I mean, at least in the quote, was kvar kayim peruvu, out of the...
So he was Mekayim when he was a guy.
Right.
Now, but that's a different level, though.
Maybe additional PM when he's
exactly.
A Jew.
So that's unclear. So now when he's a Jew, he's Pater. Okay. Does that mean he's also Mekayim another mitzvah? And does it become a better mitzvah now? Or he just Pater? He could just walk away. So that's what he quotes. Go down now two lines. Mashma mitosfos afilu lo nisgai rubanav imo kain pirvu. Fascinating. If only the father converts and his kids are not Jewish still, he gets the mitzvah. That's really fascinating. Kain kaza b'tshuvas ma'aril. Simon klub tzadivav. El mechaber posik karamam. Baturas v'yilei dafka shin tzgayir habanim. So what's pshat? What's this machlokas? Do the children have to convert as well? It seems to be the machlokas is, how miyuchas do they have to be after? That's basically what they're arguing about. Is the idea of peruvu is just to have the world continue to run, or is it to have the Jewish world continue to run? That seems to be the machlokas here. The fascinating that Tosas writes that it's enough to have the world populated. Rambam says, no, we want it to be populated with the Jews. That's the mitzvah of peruvu, to have Jewish children. Okay, anything else to see here before we stop? Because I think it's almost timed up. All right, let's stop here. And Mita Shem will pick up next week. Sif Ches, we'll talk about to what extent additional mitzvahs there are. Once a person has the basic mitzvah of son and daughter, should you have additional children? How much money does a person have to spend if they sell a Sefer Torah and things of that sort? And then we'll get into some interesting things about having multiple wives and Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. There's a lot of Pesachei Tshuvas on Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. That's probably the next 2 weeks, I'm guessing. Okay, fine.
Two questions on the Shmuel Zion.
Yeah.